The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3461. Today we are going to start our year-end review, looking back at what was the biggest news of 2023 in terms of various elements of Star Wars storytelling, and we're going to start with movies. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So when we started 2023, we thought that we were going to have three Star Wars movies released in December of 2025, December of 2027, and December of 2029. So we were tracking the 2025 movie based on the schedule for The Force Awakens, because they released in December of 2015. So it was like, wow, everything lines up and the year even ends in five. So we would easily be able to tell you where things should be in terms of the production process. And then the writer's strike happened. And so everything got thrown around in a tizzy. And so here's where we end 2023 with the schedule. The 2025 movie for December has now been moved out. We're assuming it's been moved out. I mean, let me put it this way. The calendar now says we get a Star Wars movie in May of 2026. We get another one in December of 2026, and then December of 2027 is still on the calendar. As of now, December 2029 is not on the calendar because that's where the fourth Avatar installment now sits. We also started the year thinking that Rogue Squadron, Patty Jenkins' movie, was still potentially happening, still on, you know, life support comparatively speaking, with, you know, a lot of really, you know, comparatively negative reports in the Hollywood trades and whatnot about it that didn't seem to be justified or verified. And we also had the Kevin Feige movie in development. We had a J.G. Dillard movie in development. All three of those now seem to be either on hold or not happening. Feige says his movie is not happening. Dillard says his movie is not happening. And Kathleen Kennedy has said that they just want to make Rogue Squadron the best movie it can, but they haven't said anything about it being actively developed at all. So that definitely does seem to be on the back burner at this point. Then we had Star Wars Celebration in April, and suddenly we're talking about three entirely different movies that we hadn't heard about. So actually, that's not entirely true. Damon Lindelof had been connected to a Star Wars movie in development, which turns out to be the Charmaine Obaid Shenoy movie that will be coming out presumably in the May of 2026 slot. This is the one that we are sort of referring to in shorthand as the New Jedi Order movie. It's the one that's supposed to take place 15 years after The Rise of Skywalker and will feature the return of Daisy Ridley as Rey Skywalker. That one seems to be, as far as we know, the furthest along in development. Steven Knight was into work on the script after Lindelof and Justin Gibson, and was supposed to deliver a script potentially by mid-May, but the writer's strike derailed that, and by now that script has to be done and have either, you know, somebody else working on it or, you know, other internal machinations happening, but they should be ready to go with that for a May of 2026 date. Taika Waititi has a Star Wars movie in development. The last we heard in 2023 was that Taika is working slowly, according to Kathleen Kennedy, and Taika himself, you know, he says that, you know, he wants to make sure that he reestablishes the fun in Star Wars, which, you know, that's the exact kind of thing we'd expect from him. But Kathleen Kennedy said back in the earlier part of the year that he still needed a third act for his movie. So, yeah, we're still in development on it. And, yeah, he could probably hit a December 26 date just based on the way the whole Star Wars development process has worked. But, yeah, up in the air. We'll see. The other two movies that were announced at Star Wars Celebration Europe were a Dave Filoni Mandoverse movie wrapping up or tying in all of the different series that are on Disney Plus, and then James Mangold developing a movie that people are referring to essentially as a Dawn of the Jedi movie taking place 25,000 years before the events of the original trilogy. Basically sort of a biblical epic type of movie, but he has a lot of stuff on his plate as it is, so no idea where that's going to fall within the process. And then Shawn Levy of Night at the Museum and Stranger Things fame has also been given a Star Wars movie to develop, but where that is in the stages of anything, who the heck knows? And he, of course, is busy with Stranger Things, getting season 5 of that ready too. So yeah, he's got a lot on his plate as well. So it does look like the three movies, the Rey New Jedi Order movie, the Filoni Mandoverse movie, and the James Mangold one. Yeah, those seem like they would probably be the three, but maybe Taika would be done before Mangold. And then, of course, there's also the Lando movie. So there was talk back at the Investor Day 3 years ago that there would be a Lando series coming to Disney Plus. Well, it turns out that instead of a series, it looks like it's being changed to be a movie. And Donald Glover and his brother Steven Glover are working on this, but where they are in the process, we don't yet know on that as well. So yeah, it's been a wild ride for movies in 2023. But we're kind of in the same place from a numbers perspective in that we are still talking about 6 movies, basically. The New Jedi Order movie, the Filoni Mandoverse movie, the Dawn of the Jedi movie, and then Taika Waititi, Shawn Levy, and the Lando movie. And there is one other movie or set of movies that we haven't mentioned yet. And everybody asks about it all the time. And I know there's a certain segment of people that would love to just say, ha, it's been canceled, and ha, we told you so, but doesn't seem to be the case. That is Rian Johnson's Star Wars trilogy. So every time that Kathleen Kennedy has been asked about it, anytime that Rian Johnson has been asked about it, the answer is they're still talking about it. They still want to do it. And it's just a matter of Rian Johnson being too busy at the time for that to actually move forward in any significant way. So don't count that trilogy out just yet. But yeah, it's probably also not coming until maybe the next decade, I think, probably realistically. Well, that's what I've got for you about the situation for Star Wars movies, what happened in 2023, and that is going to do it for this episode of the show. If you've enjoyed it, and if you have enjoyed previous series that we've done, everything from video games to books to live action series and whatnot, I hope you will consider sharing the podcast with other Star Wars fans that you know or are connected with on social media. It really helps to support the show, get it out to a wider audience, makes it easier to continue to bring it to you on a daily basis as we approach a 10th anniversary in July of next year. Holy cow. So thank you very much for considering sharing it. I really appreciate it. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the show, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.